Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
All right, good stuff. Thank you all. Of course, you know, this is the morning meeting, and what is this, Friday? This is Friday, lots of stuff going on. It's just a whole bunch going on, so I'm trying to move as rapidly as possible. First, all of you need to be extremely money-focused, especially if you're Black. Let me just go ahead and throw that out there right now. If you are Black, or at least Black in America, shit is crazy. Get money-focused, okay? Just get money-focused so you can help yourself. It just is what it is. That being said, all of you need to find your way to doing the very best job that you could possibly do for your source, your legacy, your everything, right? Whatever it is that you're attempting to do, you need to find your way to being the very best at what it is possible that you can do. The full best, not this pseudo best, the full best that you could possibly do. If you got to be like Law and wake up and put on a suit and brush your teeth in the morning and take the suit off and then put on working clothes just to say I am fantastic, you got to do whatever it is that you have to do, but you need to get that done. Okay? That's in every promotion, everything, all of it, right? Every promotion, everything, all of it, get that done. You understand? Anybody got me? You should. Hopefully you catch me, because this world is not kind unless you vibrate at kindness. Just is what it is. It just is what it is. It's not kind. It's not. It doesn't care that you are religious. It will cut your lights off. It does not care if you are a devout Muslim. It will repossess your car. It doesn't care if you're a faithful wife. it will put you with $150,000 of student loans. So if you want to help, help yourself. Now, you got two options. You can either have service to others or service to self. Either one is your option. You get to do both. You get to choose. But make sure in your choosing, you are the best. If you're going to be selfish, you need to be the very best selfish person you could possibly be. If you're going to be selfless, you need to be the very best selfless person you could possibly be. If you are in the middle of any way, any kind of anything, they're going to control and capitalize off your averageness.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
After like that, you don't even have to concur with what I'm saying. But that's what's happening. It's what's happening. It's why we have to work hard to get what we want. By we, I mean middle class, lower class. I'm not even talking about race or nothing, right? Just we. You got to work hard. In this working hard, now, don't confuse working hard with the only way you can get money. That's not what I'm saying, right? If that's the case, then you're only going to get money when you work hard. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is stop giving your future less than you give your oppressor. I'm telling you that straight up. Whoever oppresses you, doesn't matter. Whether it's your credit card bills, give me something else. Car note, job, house note, whatever you're not supposed to criticize, that thing is controlling you. So whatever that is in your life, everybody got something. It could be your mom, your sister, your pastor, whatever in your life you're not supposed to criticize. But you'll get in trouble if you speak against that thing. Stop working hard for that thing. Start working hard for your elevation of that thing. Thumbs up. All right, that's the theme of this meeting. How are you going to work hard for you? How are you going to work hard for you? How are you going to work hard for you? And of course, I'm talking to ATS. Deanna, obviously, I need that graphic promoted far better than what it has been. It's the first thing on my agenda. I'm talking about the Coach Burt going on the Humor Consultants class Monday in the Bureau of Dominant Speakers. So I'm just thinking that should be posted 50 times in the next, a piece per person. Not just Deanna, but also Phil, also Susan, also Reggie, also Grace. Right? You can't depend on one. Like what you, everyone has an agenda. That doesn't make that agenda be a bad thing. I mean, if I want to feed the homeless, my agenda is to feed the homeless. It's a good agenda. But you have to put in promotion, effort, energy towards that agenda. So I should see at least 200 posts about Michael Burt, Coach Michael Burt, coming to Humor Consultants. Anything less than that is just disrespectful. It's just completely disrespectful. Right? If you're going to open it up, open it all the way up. If you're going to not promote it, then all the way not promote it. But don't do both. Hey, Carol, right? It's just what it is. It's just what it is. Promote, 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 promote. So, Deanna, give us a plan.
Okay, so we're going to send the graphic and the script, which is the writing that you can post with it, into the Bureau of Dominant Speakers groups. Me personally, I'm going to put it in all other groups, so the ATS Business University groups, those who are in the mentee groups. Once you get those, save the graphic, copy and paste the words, and then share them go into your private messages and share them with people there. Go on your page and share it there. If you have any groups that you're in, go to those groups and share it there and bring them to here, Phil and Susan and Coach Bert. This is our way of supporting Phil and Susan. They're members of this team. They need the support. So we need to share it, and don't just do it once. If you remember to do it every hour on the hour, just post it. It's coming up Monday, so we have all day today, Saturday, and Sunday to make sure that we support Phil and Susan and Antonio, Phil, Susan, and Antonio, by getting as many people on this particular training as possible.
All right, good stuff. You see, Carol just showed her book. Show it again, Carol. Unmute your mic so your screen can dominate.
There you go, guys.
All right, so that'll be the book right there, or that is the book, and of course we'll do all that. Now, thank you. That's half of it. So now let's go in detail, right? Anybody, well, I don't want to say anybody, because you thought way more than what most people would do. But that's half of it. Now you got to deal with the psyche of the people. How do I get, use a name. Let's go with LaVon. How do I get LaVon to give a damn about participating? Everybody listen to what I'm saying?
It's just another avenue to get some more knowledge for your business. So there's other people doing things differently. So grab it all and take it in and use it for your business. That's the point. I mean, you know, Michael Burke, he tries to get us. Right? He calls everybody, tries to give appointments and all that stuff. So now he's giving information. Take it. Use it.
No doubt. No doubt. He's doing exactly what he should do. That's for sure. Now, the question or the aim here is, how do you get the LaVons of the world to care? Because she don't have to. She does. That's why she's here all the time. But she doesn't have to. Like law. She's not staff, nor would she be paid to repost Phil's flyer. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if I can make this make more sense to him. I'm gonna try it a different way. Maybe I can get more people to understand what I'm saying. Law's book is getting ready to come out. And the people you're gonna want to share your book ain't getting paid to do so. So how do you get Sam to care about sharing your book? You understand what I'm saying? It's like I said, everything I do has a theme, because I don't know, maybe it's three, who knows? Yes, ma'am.
It's part of the collective. So when someone wins, that's part of our group. We all win. And that's how you share, because when it's your turn, we're all going to be there for you, too.
That's facts. Unfortunately, Carol, your mistake was you want to make sense, right? You want to make sense. You spitting facts. But that's actually the problem, right? She's right. Unfortunately, when we talk to regular people, they don't care about facts. They don't care about facts at all. But you're absolutely right, Carol. You're 1,000% right. So anyone with Carol's level of awareness, you know, helping Phil helps you, helping ATS helps you, helping Monica helps you. Roll with that. That's everyone here. So everyone here, that's you. There's another way. It's called social currency. Called social currency. Did you how do you word it, or what do you do? What context can you have? What, this is very important, y'all. Try to hear me on this. How can I take a Carol video, and when I share it, I look cool that I shared it? Okay. How is, let me just do me a favor, Bosh, hands. If you, I mean, this isn't class. I'm just trying to make sure at least I'm hitting my staff. By show of hands, or just a flicker of your camera on and off real quick, was the easiest way for you to do it. If you understand that I am attempting to communicate that you have to make people want to share your product. If you're getting, that's what I'm talking about. Could you raise your hand, flick your camera, wave at me, something, just real briefly. Just cut it back off if you need to. Okay. Good, good. Got at least half. Okay, cool. All right, so good. So okay, good stuff. I'm in the right area then. Good stuff. Appreciate y'all for participating. I don't care about anything ever. It's just not the way I live my life. I don't suggest you living your life that way, but you're a master creator. You can do what you want. I live in a constant dream state, and I pull these invisible dreams into physical reality. So I never care about anything, ever. And the only thing that can manifest in my life is what I actually care about, law, right? Because thoughts plus emotions equals creations. So only when I am strongly emotional about, I'm going to get smacked in the face with in my reality. You know what I'm saying? So when Law's book becomes a New York Times bestseller, I'm emotionally invested in that. I'm going to care about that. He gonna win. It's going to be his win, but I'm going to be louder than him. I might get the gold pom-poms, put on a whole cheerleader outfit and every hairy legs. And knees going to be ashy. We're going to get a lot of attention that day, Law. Just toenails going to be brown, just all sorts of stuff. I'm going to just be flipping. We're going to get a lot of attention that day. You going viral again. You understand? It's just this guy, they're going to be making fun of me and still buying your book, right? Just seriously. So whatever you all do, do that. But it needs to be understood through ATS, through you, however you want to do it. Doesn't matter to me. But I'm talking to my staff, but I'm trying to talk to everybody at the same time. You just got to be the best at it. At least give your best at it. So if you're going to promote Reggie, then promote Reggie. If you're going to promote your podcast, then promote it. Why are you being nice? Because Coca-Cola ain't being nice to you. You're going to see a Coca-Cola commercial as soon as you cut on your TV. And then when you watch a whole show, they're going to show you another commercial. Yeah. And then they're going to pay people to do product placement. And someone, your favorite person, is going to pop open a Coke and drink it strategically with a Coca-Cola sign and be seen. And then you're going to say, you know what, I'm tired of watching people come on the radio. And Coca-Cola going to be right there again. And then you're going to be driving, realizing you need gas. You're going to stop at the ATM. Is that international, Satish? Do you say ATM? Okay, so it's still on. Okay, good. All right. I don't know if you like it. I know gas is gas here, petrol, you know, petrol, right? So, you know, so I just want to make sure. So you're going to stop. You're going to be driving. You're going to go to the ATM. And you're going to realize, no, you're going to get some gas. Man, I need some cash. And you're going to literally go inside some store you trust. You ain't trying to shop. You're going to be looking for every, we all do it. You walk in. The first thing you go, where is it? Okay, it's over there. You go to the ATM. And on your way there, it's going to be four or five signs that say Coca-Cola. My point is, Coca-Cola is not as nice as you when it comes to respecting people's timelines. And I'm making a very clear point. If you want to be the best, advertise like the best. If you believe, if Phil believes, if Susan believes that nobody is going to get more value on Monday evening than what they're going to provide, then every action before that moment needs to support that belief. Everyone, that's how I live my life. I'd never come to these meetings and wing nothing. I have everything written down as always. Completely, as always, there is always stuff written down. I sit down at night and I say, what is the best way that I could provide all this value right here, morning meetings, all this value right here to the people that I need to talk to, because there's no way Monica should be following me and I didn't have the decency to inconvenience myself the night before and make a definite plan of purpose to make sure we knock it out the park. Everybody follow me so far? Now, here's the secret part to that. This is the secret part. It's not discussed out loud, but we all know it to be true. And I'm no dummy, so I respect it. Everything I just said about what I do, nam one of y'all said, oh, good. No, you said that's your damn job, Antonio. That's what you said. You say you don't get no compliment for that. We expect you to do that. So receive this. Your customers, they saying the same thing about you. Ah, this made sense to somebody. I don't get no compliments for that. Ain't nab one of y'all compliment me for doing a CEO job when I get paid like a CEO. Nobody does that. They feel the same way about you. And if you are, if you're going to be the boss, construction or human consultants, whatever, right? Then you don't owe it to your customers. Don't say, nah, you owe it. They say, yeah, do your job. Make me feel good. Sir, ma'am. And part of that job is being the best and letting people know how great you are. Let's talk about Donald Trump for a second. Donald Trump is not going to stop letting y'all know how great Donald Trump is. Doesn't matter if you like Donald Trump or not. Donald Trump can lose right now. That is not what history is going to say towards the people who follow him, because he is not going to tell that story. And in truth, all of you can learn a strong lesson from Donald Trump in that category. Stop letting other people control your narrative. It's true. And I'm not talking about feelings. I'm saying, if you are a preacher, right now the world is crazy and the church don't look good, and they put you in that. So you need to tell another story. This is what it is. You Muslim. Okay. There is a meta narrative about Islamic believers that does not fit you. So you need to get on your Kanye confidence, on your Donald Trump confidence, and tell your story. Put that into your products. Your whole business should run like that. Deanna, I don't ever want to see another ATS moment in which this business did not run like that. acknowledge that over the microphone, please.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. That's what it is. Satish, you better be the largest Indian flag bearer for ATS the world has ever seen. Because they not gonna follow you if you not. You are not allowed to bring in, okay, everybody hear me. Satish, I'm just talking to you, they eavesdropping, okay? They eavesdropping, they nosy. You are not allowed to go get 1.25 million customers and be their equal.
Yes, sir.
That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. You are not allowed to be their equal. This is what you're allowed to do. There's only one way to do that, and no one wants to admit it, but we all know it's true. No one buys from someone who's even with them. You understand? So you have to be better than them. I'm not talking about morals. You get it? I'm just saying, I got something you need. And then when they approach you, oh my God, he's so approachable. That's when you become even. But you don't become even in your performance. Michael Jordan doesn't have a documentary about him because he averaged 2 points and three rebounds a game. That's the NBA. Let me just get one more American reference. Tipper said facts in the chat. Let me get one more American reference for everybody to understand this in America. And then I'll give an international reference. Hakeem Olajuwon was drafted number one over Michael Jordan. And nobody on planet Earth thinks that was a bad decision. That's incredible. That's incredible. It's incredible I could even utter those words out of my mouth. It's incredible. So if somebody else is going to be called the greatest of all time, then at least be Olajuwon. At least be someone that make people say, oh, yeah, but nah, not him, though. He don't count. I would have drafted him first, too. That's a powerful, 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 powerful statement. That's an American analogy. Excuse moi for not being able to translate that into other countries, but let me give it to you this way so it can be a little bit translatable. Get a little transliteration here. Your job is to be so good that people start making excuses about your goodness. Your job is to be so good that people just think whatever you do next, it's going to work. There are a few brands that can pull this off. Would you like me to give you an example, Satish? I'll give you an example. If Apple decided to start making tennis shoes, Apple could pull that off. Hear me well. That don't make no sense. But Apple can literally, Apple's brand is so tough. It could go, ready to say I wouldn't buy them. I understand. It could literally go into tennis shoes and they would still have a customer base. And it don't make no sense. What is Apple doing in tennis shoes? It don't make no sense. Right now, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Say it on the mic.
And paying attention to Apple, if they were to create a shoe, they would create a shoe that has some type of device in it that you could attach to your iWatch or your phone to help you track your steps.
I don't disagree. Whatever it is, it'll be crazy. It'll probably be stupid and crazy at the same time. But here's the point there, y'all. There's just one main point there. Why can Apple do that? Because they're great? Nope. Because they convinced us they're great. Now I'm making sense. Apple is not great. Apple convinced us they're a $1 trillion company. They're not great. They're just a company. They're just a company. And then one of y'all would have named your company Apple. Okay, so please say why that's so such a powerful fact. Listen, y'all. Google is the dumbest name in the world. Now it's a household name. Google isn't great. They convinced us they're great by actually being the best. There's a strong point here. Monica, man, be great. Run that. And if you are, convince enough people that you are. And then you won't have to convince nobody no more. Or, and I'm talking to everybody, be average and always have to go get a part-time job somewhere. I would die before I clock in anywhere. I just die. Well, maybe not. If it was a fantastic startup, I'd clock in there. I like the startup environment. I just like that. That kind of stuff is just dope to me. So Law said, I'm dying right now. That's why he getting out of it. You feel me? That's why he getting out of it. That's why he getting out of it. I need y'all to get that if you're going to promote your brand, your story, ATS, do better. See, the problem with winning is, and I don't know why the, let me tell y'all, everybody write this down. Everybody write this down. It's too much, but you need to hear it. I've said it before years ago. I need to say it again. Winning never taught me nothing. I've never learned anything in my life from winning. I'm going to tell you the problem. I'm going to tell you the problem with ATS. I'm going to tell you your problem, and I'm going to tell you the problem with ATS that we're having right now. Okay? Winning never taught me anything. This is what you should write now. The only thing winning ever taught me is three things. How to be superstitious, how to be arrogant, and how to be comfortable. It's never taught me anything else. Winning never taught me anything else. Everybody who is a winner from birth, and that's actually possible. Right, luck of the draw. Economy crash, they all don't know how to make money right now. I've got none of these problems. Losing my whole life, I'm a money magnet. Forget law of attraction. I just understand the algorithm of money. Algorithm just means a set of instructions. There's a universal set of instructions to get money. Eliminate money right now, I'll still be one of the richest people in the world. Take it to socialism. I'll be the person controlling the socialism. Like, I'll be on the board somewhere controlling where the money goes. Put it in a utopia. No problem. Somehow, I'll be the richest person in that utopia. Put it in a dystopia. Let's not let COVID turn everybody into zombies. That's what I was going to say, but I don't want that to actually happen. And then y'all run this recording, and then I start getting sued and stuff. I don't want that to happen. Put zombie apocalypse, I'll still be one of the most powerful people in that region. Why? Because I'm smart enough to find some well water, create some defenses, and I'm gangster enough to protect that. Like, no matter, put me anywhere. I'm going to always find my way to be at the top. That ain't got nothing to do with winning. It's because I've been a loser my whole life. And I learned from losing. That's y'all problem. You win too damn much. That's your problem. Your problem is you win too much. And you don't respect when you lose. So what happens in your losing, you make all these comfortable little words to convince yourself you're still winning. No, 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 no. If it's not overflowing milk and honey abundance that has no lack, your ass is not winning. Period. Because there's no such thing as lack in this universe. You do not have one skin cell. Right? You don't have 1 ounce of blood. You don't even have one tooth. You don't even have one bad breath. That's not. What? What? You do not wake up with one spot of your tongue with bad breath. That whole thing messed up. You understand what I'm saying? I got you, Law. When you win, it's super overflowing abundance. If you're lying about that, then this is why we got to have these conversations. So ATS, what's our problem? We winning too damn much. Period. Period. And you done got superstitious. What does that mean by that? Oh, this worked last week. Let's do it again. That's dumb as hell. It's dumb. Our customers don't owe us jack. They don't owe us nothing. Jerry don't owe me shit. Period. Doesn't. Just absolutely does not. Period. Would the conversation that worked with Jerry yesterday is not guaranteed to work today. So don't freaking come at him with the same energy and expect him to fit your energy. That's insane. I'll give you a quote about that here in a second. Go ahead, Law.
What you said reminds me of what I went through at 23. I was so accustomed to always winning and getting everything my way. And then when I finally, you know, went through everything mentally or what have you and lost everything, like everything, it was just a shock. But I've learned to be grateful in that process. And it has taught me how to win without necessarily having.
Now, that's powerful. That's powerful. Now, what you got to do next, Law, and you already doing this, so I get to say it. Listen to what he said. He's taught me how to win without actually having. That's that, what Apostle Paul said, I learned to be a base and a bow, right? I learned to be content in whatever state that I'm in. That's facts. That's when the voice inside of you is voicing aloud, when the voice inside of you is louder than the voice outside of you, you've conquered your life. It's all facts. What Law got to do now, he's already doing it because I talked to him. Law will call me at 6 in the morning. Please know he will. Please know he will. Okay? No warning, too. Just, I know he up. Right? No warning. Right? He just calls. What Law has to do now, because I had to do it, it was the fight of my life, Law. I had to learn how to win without losing. As much as I'm preaching losing to y'all, lose, 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 I take that damn trash can with me everywhere I go, even with all this prosperity. I still, Jerry, find a way to find some area of deficiency in my life to drag that damn trash can with me. I still find it. At this point, I go looking for it. Oh, I'm too happy. I'm looking, like, where can I find some dysfunctional right there? Boom. Let's change my vibration. I do that. So I know y'all doing it. I do it. So I know y'all doing it. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I still ain't let that damn trash can go. I haven't. I just haven't. I keep, be good for 3 years. And I'd be like, sabotage it, be like, bro, you gonna have a relationship with me soon? All that positivity, come on, man. I've been sabotaging your life for years. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. I'm dead serious. I'll be even more transparent. Tempest said in our little chat this morning, she said, man, y'all do well. Y'all pray. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, she's, you know, because it's crazy in America right now. Tempest was like, listen, I'm scared to go outside. Right? Tempest is super nonviolent. I'm scared to go outside. She say, I pray y'all be safe. So I responded in pure Antonio T. Smith Jr. fashion. I could probably quote it. I ain't praying for shit. Something like that, I said. I said, I ain't praying. Prayer don't save me from them. And it don't. It don't. Prayer just does not save me. I'm not praying. I'm not fit to vibrate at that frequency, but I ain't praying. I'm praying for something else. I'm not fit to pray not to get killed. I ain't doing that. Right? Fantastic. I mean, I have no problem with that comment. If you don't, you got a problem with it, then, you know, I don't care. I ain't got no problem with that. Because you ain't a 200-pound black man. So you couldn't even fathom my understanding. You just couldn't even process it. She responded in the most positive way possible. And the trash can said, you know she got you messed up, right? It was the most respectable response possible. But apparently, I'm just looking for trouble. I had to literally sit my phone down, Jerry, and go, what is your trip for? You act like with nobody's supposed to respond. So you're supposed to talk and everybody's supposed to shut the hell up? I'm literally telling myself this here. So it was like, oh, well, continue to do what's best for you. Man, beautiful response. But the trash can said, bro, you've been happy too long. Be mad like them. Dumb shit. Dumb. Just dumb. It's just dumb. It's just super dumb. Don't even make sense. Why am I mad today? First off, I'm not mad. But why would I even get mad today? First off, I just did a fantastic interview yesterday. Today, I'm actually on Fox, like Fox. I literally have to do a TV show, whatever the hell it is, on Fox. What am I mad for? Even though I'm not mad, but you get the point. It made no sense. But when did it make you say shit like, I deserve to be here? What? Really? Really? You do? Why? Why? You don't deserve nothing. Right? It's attention. You can sit.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
You instantly deserve everything you want. But the moment you act like that, you don't deserve nothing. Abundance is freedom. You don't have to. Nam one of y'all was born and Oxygen was like, well, you know what, Jerry? We don't know your religion right now, so we're going to give you two pieces of air a minute. That ain't what happened. Satish, you're born in the wrong country. Shaker, you're born in the wrong country, right? So since you're the number three economy, we're going to give you the number three air. What? Hey, that ain't what air did. That's not what air did. So abundance is freedom. Abundance is birthright. But the moment you say, I'm winning and this deserves to happen for me, you're going to lose. I'll give it to you in a more sophisticated way by George Bernard Shaw. Y'all heard of him, right? I've heard Phil quote him a few times. I have a favorite quote from him. I want to read it. I've got it memorized. I'm going to read it word for word. Maybe this will make sense, because this is what the hell is wrong with ATS, and I'm fixing it. Now, let me just say something before I say that. This is a cool thing about me, Corey. Whenever I see something wrong, I kill that wrong, see? And then I kill the next 15 wrong things that I foresee. So it's never really a problem, right? I'm like super proactive. It's by wrong, I mean, it's one piece of bacteria. And before it can get into a whole disease, I throw in a nuke. Oh, boom, get that out of there. All right, get that scalpel, take the whole tongue out. We'll get a new tongue later, all right? Get that out of there. Y'all winning too much. Real talk, you're just winning too much. It's just, we just keep beating the odds and beating history. Ooh, 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 it's just awesome. That's the damn problem. You need to go back to when you was broke as hell, right? And you were super excited that Monica caught the damn vision. And if you ain't there, I can't use you. It's the truth. If you can't appreciate that Phil and Susan basically left everything to follow a young black man and scream his praises, your head is messed up. Am I being too real, Jerry? Is that too real? You know I'm not gonna change anyway, but is that? But I'm still spitting facts though, right? He said, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's true. It's the truth. It is the absolute truth. If you can't get in line with, I need to change every day. So let me get this George Bernard Shaw. My man, my favorite quote by him. I know Phil knows it, but this is my favorite quote. My man say, the only man I know who behaves sensibly is my tailor. He takes my measurements anew each time he sees me. The rest go with their old measurements of me and expect me to fit them. Yeah, I'd post it. Can I post it? This is my favorite George Bernard Shaw quote. Because flesh and blood did not reveal this to this man. Every time this man's tailor see him, George, you may have changed. Let me adjust to you. Let me find out your current vibration. And from that, hey, man, what's going on? Hey, wait, before you say anything else, let me account for your vibration. Let me account for your new you. And after that, we'll only address the new you. Here's what it almost angers me, right? It almost angers me. I'm not angry, but it almost angers me. Deanna, Grace, publicly, and they have no idea what I'm going to say. They probably won't like it. Publicly, there is no way that Jerry, Monica, just them two, should send a message or make a call and we not, boom, right there to catch that. Let me tell you what happens. I ain't talked to either one of them. Let me just tell you what happens to a star like me. I know the only way you could be a high performer like me is you have to be running from something at all times. Like, listen. They can be all holy. All y'all can be holy. I ain't got time for it. The only way I'm so driven is because I refuse to take my ass back to that trash can. Am I making some sense here? So I'm consistently, I'm always, look, I don't need no motivation, Jerry. I don't need none. I'm always gone. I'm always gone. That's not, you call it ambition. That ain't ambition. That's not ambition. That's a psychological flaw that I've monetized and made a positive motivation through awareness. But that's still a psychological flaw. I just learned how to be positive with this flaw. I've taken the energy from the trash can to prosperity. Therefore, I'm successful. If I kept it to the trash can, then I would be destructive. The only difference between a high performer and a low performer is the low performer has just decided to sit in their bullshit. It's the only thing. The moment the low performer starts running, we are running towards pleasure or from pain. That is Sigmund Freud. That's the basis of his psychology. So as a high performer, I know I'm running from something. And every time Jerry make a call or Monica make a call, and don't nobody answer, respond. They got all this toughness, and they built hard. I know they are, because they high performers. I know they are. But you can't keep taking no blows by yourself. And the company don't go, yo, man, I'm right here with these blows with you. I'm right here, son. I'm right here. Monica, let's get knocked out together. You can't keep doing that. You absolutely cannot keep doing that and expect greatness. Now, Jerry's going to be great. Monica's going to be great. What that means is something very simple I learned back in 2012, worst year of my life. That means, and I'm going to just say this in the way I learned it, God's going to withhold some of your prosperity. I'm going to give it to you like this. You're going to make $220,000 and think you did it when God had $220 million for you. This is what it is. It's just what it is. There's a biblical example for that, because I know y'all always keep running ahead of much of trash can as trash can rests and always increases the speed chasing you. Yeah, pretty much. My trash can got Olympic legs. It stay running. But, I mean, T.D. Jake said this just randomly in a sermon one day. I wouldn't even listen it. And I heard it. My man said, the more you chase your dreams, the further you distance yourself from your past. Like, who comes up with that stuff? That is amazing. It's facts. It's facts. There's a biblical example, since Grace, you like the Bible. Deanna, you like the Bible. Since I'm basically talking to you, and Reggie, you like the Bible. So allow me to use your language. In Genesis chapter 37, there's a guy, you call him Joseph. Chapter 38, there's a count, because it talks about a different story, but chapter 39 picks back up his story. In Genesis chapter 39, my man Joseph finishes his getting off the slavery thing, and now he finds himself in Potiphar's house. And Joseph, hold on. Move this chair for me. I need all y'all to feel me. Let me animate the hell out of this story. Here, move this whole chair. Joseph, my man Joseph, you can see me, right? You can see me in all my charisma, all my... All right, I want to make sure y'all can see me. I want to make sure y'all can see me. All right. Now, can you repeat that? Yes, I sure can. Genesis chapter 37 starts the narrative of Joseph, okay? 38 tells a different story. 39 picks back up that story. And he is sold into slavery by his brothers. Different kind, not American slavers, two different kinds of slavers. Sold into slavery by his brothers. And now he's sent off to Egypt. And Joseph Joseph, Grace, I'm going to need you to pick up my computer a little bit and go on that board. Can you erase that right there? Do you need that?
No.
That's right. No. I'll put it on the bottom. All right, so Deanna, you go hold this in a second. Now, pay attention, y'all. I want y'all to pay attention. My man Joseph, not yet. Receive right now. My man Joseph went to Potiphar's house, and the text says Potiphar's wife was fine, not just sexy. Let me just tell you something. I don't know what she looked like, but if it's frozen in time for about 10,000 years, I'm going to just say she was quite sexy. This makes sense to me, Jerry. If it's going to say that she's fine and it's in a religious text, I think she was fine. Okay, this is reasonable deduction is all I'm using. I'm just using reasonable deduction, okay? Now, listen to my man Joseph's response. She said, you know you can sleep with me, right? Joseph said, nah, listen, my master has given me all this. That's why I want to stand up so I can do this. All this is in my charge. All of this. It's in my charge. Lady, I can't fool with you. Look at these cattle. And look, man, all this? Ma'am, you're not worth all this. So he does the right thing. Runs out his coat, and then boom, he gets sent to jail because she's a hater, basically. That's what happened. She's a hater. Now, so he loses all that. For the next 2 years, come follow me, please. This is how my damn meeting ends. For the next 2 years, my man, can you see? Good. For the next 2 years, my man Joseph, he's just forgotten about. Forget all that. I ain't even trying to preach to you. I'm trying to tell you the problem with ATS. Okay? Tell you the problem with you. Phil, Susan, Jerry, all of us. I'm telling you the problem with ATS. Reggie, tell you the problem with ATS. Here's the problem. So Joseph goes to Pharaoh's prison for 2 years. So here's the prison. But see, Jerry already caught the story. Because how can you have Pharaoh's prison? Can you see it? Can you see the prison? How can you have Pharaoh's prison if you don't also have Pharaoh's palace? This is where you should pay attention. The prison is attached to the palace. Potiphar's house, I'm going to just put all, I'm going to say it phonetic, I'm going to say it like we say it, ebonically. All lists. That's what we just said. Jerry, we say all lists, you know, ain't no T on there. It's just A-L-L and then L-I-S, all lists. So this is, hey, look, my master gave me all lists here, okay? So he loses all this. Listen to me, y'all. This is the problem with ATS. You get all lists and then you lose everything. Watch if I'm lying. How many of you, honest to God, you can't take another major loss. Don't lie to me. Don't even do it. You can't, right? You're not weak. You're just tired of fucking losing. You understand what I'm saying? All right, this is where we at. So Joseph is a loser in the prison. But he's forgotten about for 2 years. Now, don't fool me now. How many of y'all, your birthday come, your birthday go, don't nothing happen. Maybe a text or two. Don't fool me. Mine up first. When you need something, they show call you. No. When they need something, they call you. When you need something, don't fool me now. Because listen, you know how I know this? Because I only attract high-performing black sheep. I know what I'm pushing out to the universe. I know what I'm attracting. I am intentionally with purposeful intent. Chapter 1, 2, and 3 of Think and Grow Rich. I have only asked the universe to give me high performing black sheep, because those people are motivated. So I know what I'm working with. Because I'm not even comfortable with privileged people. Put me under a bridge with some gay folk, some alcoholics, some weed heads, and some drug dealers. I'll be very comfortable. Put me in a sanctuary with 2,000 believers. I'm out of place. I don't even know what I'm doing now. I can't relate with 2,000 people who made it. I don't even know what to do with that. That's not my audience. Because 2,000 people who made it, fellowshipping with one another, and ain't helping nobody else. God has to consistently remind me, Satish, that those are his people too. I have to be consistently reminded every single day, God liked them too, them folk too. I know he liked my hustlers and my black sheep. I have to consistently be reminded that them folk in the church or whatever they're doing, that ain't doing nothing for the world, but making sure they keep it, they good too. And God has to say, Tony, chill the hell out. But I'm sorry. That's how you talk to me. He may not talk to y'all like that, but you get, chill out, Tony. I love them too, right? Now check this out. So here we have in ATS a bunch of winners who've taken the last loss they could. And now you've been forgotten about. They left you on your own. The punchline of this story, Monica, is very simple. In 2 years, my man, Joseph, would become, I'll put a little phrase on it so everybody can understand. It's not this in the text, but I'll call it prime minister. He would become the number two in charge, or prime minister of Egypt, which is the whole known world. That's the punchline. The punchline is, when all this, when Joseph thought this was his destiny, it was always prime minister. And if, I'm getting chills. And if Joseph didn't lose it all, he would have, Michelle, you're looking at me. I want you to look at me. Joseph would have settled for all this. Come zoom in. Joseph would have settled for his version of making it and not the universe's version of making it. See, I ain't got no house that keeps me comfortable in my future. Whole world is mine. You ain't got to like that. You ain't got to agree with it. That's just how I vibrate. Whole world is mine. If you ever talk to me privately and I hear you doubting, I'm going to say, Carol, the world is ours. The whole world mine. Wherever my feet shall tread is mine. I ain't praying for what's already mine. I'm executing. And I'm letting God beat my plans up and tell me do better. Yes, sir, sure will. Got it. Got no problem with that. Y'all problem, ATS problem is, you made it here. So you're either here and you're comfortable, or you're here and you're cautious. Help me, somebody. You're either in Potiphar's house with all that abundance that you call abundance, because he still had to work for it. All right. I'm almost done. At Potiphar's house, Joseph, listen to the words. I can't do this. I don't want blessings I got to protect. At Potiphar's house, Joseph had to protect his blessings. In the palace, Joseph ain't had to protect nothing. I want my destiny, whatever that may be, do I ain't got to protect it. I'm hungry right now because I read these books and I'm on it. Every day, Jerry, I'm getting better to drive us to a different level. I don't want to do that over here. I'm already prepared. Satish, go ahead and run that, please. What you want me to do? Just come back to me in 2 years. Tell me how it went. And if I can't do that, then I'm not here. So you are either comfortable where you are or you cautious because you lost everything. That's ATS problem. It's why we not calling Monica 50 times. Because you're either comfortable at winning, because I protect you or some shit, who knows, or you're cautious and you're not even thinking about her. It's up to you. Don't matter to me.
You know what, Antonio?
Go ahead.
You know what? You know,
I'm listening.
You could tell somebody when you're little, what do you want to be? And they're going to tell, and you say, I want to be a doctor. And they tell you, why you want to be a doctor? Just be a nurse. Marry a doctor. They make you small. Don't let people make you small.
Especially women. Women, y'all are forced to be small. Women, they tell y'all, wait for a good man to come pick you. That's what they tell y'all. They tell me, don't cry. And they tell women, wait for a good man to come pick you and smell good. You come on now. That's why y'all take 20 baths a day. You know what's up. You know I ain't lying. So in conclusion, because you need to hear this, man. Like I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Our problem is we done got comfortable. Now we ain't losing. We ain't know when they're in trouble. But I'm nipping into the bud before we get anywhere. I guarantee you that. Here's the deal. You are either comfortable where you at, comfortable with your whatever. I don't even want to put nothing on you that don't fit. Like, I want to be respectable to you as possible. You're either comfortable or you can't take another loss. But if you're in a position where you can't take another loss, you're not in a position to serve Jerry properly. Just is what it is. If you're in a position where you can't take another loss, you don't give a damn about human consultants. You don't. You don't. If you're in a position where you're comfortable, you don't care about anything that we build. You're not trying to do this. This isn't malicious. None of this conversation is malicious. There's not a single malicious intent. We're not talking about morals. We're not talking about malicious intent. We're talking about I'm pointing out your blind spot. Your blind spot. Is every time you talk to Satish, get his measurements. I ain't talked to Monica in 4 days. Monica changed 4 times at least. And it don't make sense that I'm dominating the conversation next time I talk to her. It don't. Man, I don't know. There's been many a times I reached out to Satish because I saw him struggling. He didn't see I saw it, and he wasn't struggling. I just know. I just know because I'm looking at your patterns. I'm looking at your behaviors, right? I'm looking at your behaviors. I'm just looking at your behaviors, and I see you no longer acting like the measurements I had on you. So your measurements changed. And now it's my job as whatever, your leader, CEO, friend, whatever you want, however you want to process it, all of them work for me. It's my job to say, all right, I see where you at. So let's get this done. So there's two very important things I want done. There's plenty. I want to tell you about Foxo. I do. I want to tell Reggie about a success team. I do. It's written right here. Come on over here. Grace is coming. Is Reggie's name right there?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I ain't lying.
No.
I want to tell you about that. I do. but I don't need to. This is what I need to tell you. Forget what Phil's talking about, because he's not going to fucking say it. Monday is very important to him. So act like it. He's not going to tell you. He's respectable. Susan, she gangster. She might call you probably to tell you. Right? she might call you probably to tell you. Right? She might. She might do that. But in honest, oh, go ahead, Susan.
Yes, please get on the phone. It was special to get him. It wasn't easy. So let's be there, be present, and show team support. And learn. You're going to be glad you're there. You're going to learn so much.
There you go. So I'm right. So I'm not tripping, Jerry. I'm actually right. Look at me. I got right. I got lucky. You know what I'm saying? It's important to them. And if you ever get too cautious or comfortable to recognize what's important to other people, you lost your way. Please write that down. Or you write it on your notes. So you write it down in chat so everybody see it. If you ever get too cautious or too comfortable to recognize what's important to other people, you've lost your way. I've never said that out loud before, but I promise you, I've been on fire since last night to say this. You understand? I'm serious. I'm not joking. I ain't trying to embarrass nobody. Well, that ain't my intent. But I still gonna say what I'm gonna say. I am the reason why you have to write down what you're gonna say when you do something for the White House. You gotta write it down. I'm the reason why. Because don't nobody know what I'm gonna say next. I am the very reason why you gotta write that stuff down and read word for word. I'm the reason. Somebody like me went up there and said, you know y'all tripping, huh, Congress? Right? They ain't want that. They ain't want that at all. They ain't want that. I'm bold enough to speak what is true. I am a man of rare courage. I do that. I've been doing it way before I had money. I don't even give a damn about money. What I do give a damn about is the people following me. I'm not even going to say I give a damn about people. I'm not even sure if that's true. I don't even know. Honestly, Satish, I don't know if I care about everybody in the world. I do know everybody following me, I do. So as it has, God wants me to reach the whole world. So maybe he's using that, right, to fix that about me. I don't know. I ain't got everything figured out. But I can tell you. You, now y'all make yourself available, please, Jerry, Monica, Phil, Susan. Go handle that. Understand? And Angels, you, I'm talking to Reggie too. I'm gonna talk to him when he outside. No worries. I got him. Right? Listen to me. Now listen to me. Everybody listen to me. There's something important to Jerry. Do you know what it is? I think I have a good grasp of it. Do you know what it is? I'm not guessing. I just heard him talk, and then he talked directly to me. Actively, listen, I think I have a good grasp of what's important to him. But do you know what it is? You onboarded him. You think you know what it is? If she don't know what it is, it's your fault. How can she properly serve him if you didn't give real information? Unless it's personal, right? Unless he said, something personal, then you gotta reveal that. Did you feel what I'm saying? It's real talk. There's something important to Monica. At this point, Carol's different. Carol's one of the rare people. Carol just wants freedom and the freedom to express that creativity. Carol's just rebelling right now, right? She's just like, I did something so many people. Now I just want to live my life. I know. Am I lying, Carol? Okay, she says it's true, right? I know because I'm talking to her. You understand what I'm saying? True. I'm talking. Yeah, I'm talking. If you don't know, so y'all think Michelle care about being pain-free. That ain't what Michelle care about. That's part of it. You know what Michelle won't? It's clear. She open. She said every time she opened up her mouth. Michelle know she gonna die. Now more than ever, she knows she gonna die. And she trying to leave her mark before she do. Am I lying, Michelle? Look at her.
Nope, you're not.
Now I'm the damn CEO. And y'all talk to these people more than I do. Let my behavior be duplicated downward, please. Got me? Today, I don't want Jerry getting beat up. He got to get beat up on these calls anyway. It is what it is. He knows that. He freaking likes it. It's crazy. It's one of them crazy people. He know that. But not by himself. Shit, for what? For what? You can't be that busy. Not by himself. Right? Monica want to get into commercial real estate. Shit, let's help her get there as fast as possible. What are we waiting for? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Final thoughts. I can't tell you how to run your company. Oh, go ahead, Michelle. I saw you.
I just wanted to let anybody know when you said real estate, it just made me think to check within your state, your county, city, whatever, because I found out from a friend that I can go to this, it's a certain department of the city, and not actually the mayor, and get houses and buildings for free because I'm 501c3.
You know, I'm glad you said that. I recently invested what most people call a large sum of money into a charter school. It's on the internet if you just dying to know. It's on the internet. It's not going to say it here. No need, because that's not the point. I don't want you to focus on the money. But I found out in this process, so I own the land. It's 4 acres of land in Houston, so, you know, primary in Houston. And we was looking for a building and talking to one of the city councilmen of Houston, right? They got deals to where there's abandoned buildings that the city wants to use. They don't want them abandoned because they don't want squatters in them. Right. You understand what I'm saying? And then they wouldn't mind the taxes either, right? They wouldn't mind the taxes. So they'll give you these buildings for a dollar as long as you use them for your nonprofit. You get it? Yeah, it's keeping the city cleaner, and it brings economics into that area. You understand? So that's, I didn't even think about that until you just said something. So good job there. Good job.
Antonio, yep. I don't know if,
yes, ma'am,
if those buildings have to, if you have to be nonprofit to do that.
I was just thinking the same thing after I said it. I was just thinking the same thing, mm-hmm, because now that I think about it, the charter school is not nonprofit. So never mind. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking the same thing because I'm making a ton of money, believe me.
Yeah, that part of it, I found out, yeah, that you can, an individual can get them for a dollar depending on the use of them, or what you're going to use them for, or whatever.
No doubt.
But I found out for nonprofit, I don't even have to do that. I just need to contact them and let them know that I want it.
No doubt. Now, Monica said she had no idea. I didn't either, Monica. That's not information privy to us. That doesn't matter what. You white, black, Jew, or Gentile, we don't know that information. You got to be in some circles to know that. That's city council information of like the fourth largest city in America, right? That's city council information. But I make enough money to access this person. That meeting was free. That meeting, right? You get it? So how do you even get to that table? Even though it was at Starbucks and y'all were there, right? But how do you even get to that table? You gotta, you right? if I wasn't spending 350, oh, sorry, if I wasn't spending a sum of money on the school, then I wouldn't be at the table. So get yourself to the table. It's my point. Get yourself to the table. It's my point there. All right, Phil, Susan, it's important. From their Zoom background, is it fixed yet? I know it's all good. It's all good. Shit happens. It's all good. But it's going to be fixed Monday. You understand? It's going to be fixed Monday. So if you know how to do it on your background, come Monday, you feel me, they're going to log in on our Zoom. And that's going to be the background. And then it's going to change. You're going to change their names.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's what we not going to do is not have that done by Monday. Ain't no rules. I'll change the rules. Fix it. But if it can't get fixed because Zoom just ain't user-friendly like it should be, and if you know how to do it on that computer, you get it? Mm-hmm. Then give them our information. Log in there. Ain't nobody going to know. The name going to say Phil. You can change the name. Mm-hmm. Anybody know? But Monday, they're going to be on their background. Make sure they get the film. Got me? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm most concerned about Monica and Jerry and Jonathan. Most concerned. I have no reason to be concerned. That doesn't mean I'm not most concerned. Right? It's too easy. It's too easy. This is getting a fire. You feel me? See who doing what. And then when we got some just automatic sales, give them to one of them or both of them. Alternate. I don't give a damn. Right? I don't care. Let's just make that work. Fair enough? All right. So, Tisha, I'll be helping you out a little bit for right now. You wouldn't know my radar right now. I'll come to you later. Man, your smoke wasn't smoking enough. Your fire wasn't big enough for me to deal with today. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you how to run your companies. I won't. I never will. What I can tell you is, if somebody following you, you better take care of them more than you take care of your customers. Go ahead, Carol. Last words on you. Almost.
So just one more thing. You had mentioned in other meetings, you know, go check out people that are doing what you want to do and then 10X it. Find out what they're not giving, because a lot of people are building what they think people want to hear, what they think, you know, I know this, so let me give this. And if I can't, I'm going to run and get something and put it on there. And then it's valueless. And people don't want to hear that. It won't keep their interest. So it's always, like you said, I think it's so great. Go to other people that are doing it. The ones that are doing it the best. What's keeping those people there? What are the comments under there? And if they're, and other companies are doing it and they have comments that are negative, make sure that you're not doing that. And bring in the best that you can so that people are really getting something out of it, not just, you know, there for an audience.
I'm with you 100%. Listen, when I start off every one of these meetings, say, this is our real deal meeting. This is our real deal meeting. Had I not opened up to the public, I still would have said this, used the Bible, and cussed at them at the same time. Please know this. What I am publicly, I am privately. You should just know that. Okay, somebody ain't gonna like that. I get it. Slap on the wrist. But I'm not changing, right, or watering stuff down because we open to the public now. I'm telling you how I'm building this company, how we getting it done. Period. And this has plenty of value. It's not valueless. Am I stupid? Yes. There's no doubt about it. I am absolutely stupid, right? There's no doubt about that. I am insane. But only insane, stupid people change the world. Don't blame me. Nah, yeah, you go ahead and blame me. It's cool. It's cool. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't play better. You can't dominate. All right, everybody, see you at noon our time and whatever time it is for India and all that stuff. Y'all have a good one. Let's go get all this money. All right, everybody.